All right, 99.1 PLR, Mike Lapatino with you. Yes, yes, I finally got a hold of this guy. I've been trying to get a hold of Ronnie Platt, but it was all my fault. And Ronnie, I just talked to you for about 30 seconds. I already like you. I can't wait to see you.
Well, thanks. We can't wait to get there. I'm telling you.
Well, it's great, and it's been postponed a couple of times again due to the COVID thing. And just so you know, Ronnie is lead singer for the band Kansas, filling in some big shoes. What, you joined the band about 6 7? You're the new kid. I love it. You've been with the band for like 6 7 years, and you're the new kid. You know, but filling some big shoes too.
Yeah, right. No, it's funny. Billy Greer's been with the band 40 years, and they still consider him one of the new kids.
It's just, and again, we're about the same age. I think I got a couple of years on you, but you know, as time goes on, we probably got on the bus with rock and roll back in the '60s, you know, and you probably like a lot of the same stuff. And as time goes on, things happen. And first of all, condolences to Robbie, who passed away this past July, an incredible performer.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, adding violin, to a rock band is always really cool, you know, and he did such a great job. And of course, so much classic music you guys have been putting out. And you have been on the past three albums. I think one of them was a live album, right?
Actually, the past four.
Four albums.
And it's actually something that I never, ever expected, getting the job in Kansas. Imagine my excitement to find out that Phil and Rich wanted to do a new studio album, and then that was followed by a live album.
Right.
Followed by another studio album. The first one was The Prelude Implicit, then Left Overture Live and Beyond, Absence of Presence, and now Point of No Return Live and Beyond.
And I'll tell you, the music, and I'm a huge fan, this is not easy stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's pretty, Kansas music is very, very complex. All aspects of it, you know, from the music to the vocals. I mean, it's definitely
I'll tell you, nothing against my buddies in Cheap Trick. You know, we're from the same area. You know, I don't live too far from Rockford, land of Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't Cheap Trick music. You know, this is pretty involved stuff. You know,
I know what
really,
you're saying.
It's very dynamic. It's very intense. And you have to have your chops up in this band. And that's why this band never, ever stops rehearsing.
And because of that, because what you have to realize, and I'm sure you do, is that the fans know as much about the music as you do, so they're very critical, you know, when they go to shows. And the reviews have been awesome.
That's a good point. You know, it's funny when I'm looking out over the audience, I could just look at the certain person that is that very intense listener, that he's just dissecting everything, you know, and you know,
I hate
no
those
pressure,
guys.
Right? Jeez.
Yeah, really, man. Just close your eyes and enjoy the music, you know? But you're right. You get a lot of critical, fans out there, too. You mentioned Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick's a great band, and I've known Rick Nielsen for a long time. I've interviewed him a bunch of times. I've been at PLR here for 35 years in the afternoons.
What a great guy.
He really, really is. He really is a great guy. And I guess, like you guys, too, what I admire most about Cheap Trick, and you as well, is how good you are to your fans. You know, that's so important. And I've seen these guys backstage and how they treat fans, and it's wonderful to see that. And you guys come from that same, you know, that same era, you know, where fans are very important, and you certainly show it too. The show that's happening, which got postponed a couple of times, we gave away a bunch of tickets. I think it was back in 2019 when we first announced you guys coming to College Street Music Hall in New Haven, which is an awesome venue. Then, of course, a COVID came in. So we finally got the new date, March 12th, and it's perfect. It's a Saturday night, downtown New Haven, at College Street Music Hall, which is an awesome venue. Used to be the Palace Theater years and years ago. It's got such a great history of music. You guys are going to really enjoy the whole setup down there, so we're definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, so are we. And, you know, to get back to our Point of No Return anniversary show, and I got to tell you, when we started doing the Left Overture anniversary show, you know, I'm talking to Phil Ehart, drummer and CEO of Kansas. You know, when we first started discussing this, it's like, you know, we'll try, you know, bringing this to like 12, maybe 15 markets, do 12, 15 shows. Left Overture did over 80 anniversary shows.
And I'm not surprised at all.
And now Point of No Return has long surpassed that.
Good Lord.
So, I mean, it just goes to show, you know, the band is on fire and we're bringing a quality product to our audience.
And it's good music, and you're right, and it's a quality product. I mean, you guys are just awesome as far as shows go, and I'm definitely looking forward to this. I can't wait for the Saturday night, March 12th, and it's coming up sooner, which is great, because I've been talking about this show for the past 2 years, you know, and it's like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, you know, and sure enough, it's happening. You know, I was just reading a little bit on your bio.
Just try to look beyond the goofy faces that the lead singer makes.
What, you make goofy faces? Come on.
Once a goof, always a goof.
Absolutely. You know, I was noticing on a bio, you were with a band before this called Shooting Star. I'm assuming that was a Bad Company band?
No.
Oh, okay.
And that is the frustrating thing.
All right.
Shooting Star was its own band. And it's funny, if you do a search and you put in Shooting Star, you're always going to get the song Shooting Star by Bad Company.
Right.
And I don't know how it was around there, but in the 80s, I lived just outside of Chicago and have my entire life. And in the early 80s, the band Shooting Star really got a lot of airplay. Great songs, Last Chance, Hang On For Your Life, Breakout, Flesh and Blood. I mean, these were songs that were on the radio a lot in the Chicago market. So, you know, I knew Shooting Star, the band.
Right.
And ironically, what became the lead singer from 2007 to 2011. And I really think that's what opened the door for me to get into Kansas.
Well, how did that happen? How did that all work out? How did Phil find you, or the band find you as a singer? I guess they all live in the area.
I never get tired of telling this story because it's just absolutely amazing. We were playing Walker, Minnesota, the Moondance Festival. And this was Thursday's lineup, just Thursday. Okay, you ready for this?
All right.
Thursday, it was Shooting Star, Foghat.
Oh, good Lord.
Kansas.
Oh.
Sheryl Crow. And then this little band trying to make a name for themselves called Journey. That was Thursday's lineup. What a powerhouse lineup.
Wow.
And while Shooting Star, while we were out doing our set, I look over at the side of the stage and there's Rich Williams, you know, sitting at our monitor board, you know, taking the show. And I'm like, how cool is that? The guitar player from Kansas is watching our set.
Yeah.
And I really think Rich and Phil might have put me in their back pocket then.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey.
What year was this? Was this
guy's got some pipes, you know?
What year was this when this happened with that moon festival?
This was 2010, I think.
All right.
2009, 2010. So we did the Moondance Festival.
So it was shortly after that, you got a call?
It's really wild. A longtime fan and longtime friend of mine, who happens to be Dennis DeYoung's niece, Dennis DeYoung, formerly of Styx, she text messaged me one day and she said, did you see this? And it was the announcement of Steve Walsh's retirement. And usually when you see stuff like that, you know, in the press, they've already, you know, they were in the middle of a tour. So you're thinking, they've been working with someone, you know, they've already got another singer to, you know, take up.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
It does. And just on a total whim, I Facebook messaged Rich Williams. And all I said was, Rich, Ronnie Platt from Shooting Star, give me some consideration.
And that was it.
The very next day, and I kid you not, I was about to leave for my mother's house to pick up dog shit in the backyard. If you think I'm lying, I'm dying. And I checked my email, and I got an email from Rich, and a Facebook message from Rich that said, if you get this within the next 90 minutes, we're about to go on stage in Houston, give me a call. I called Rich Williams. That was a Thursday. He told me I would talk to Phil on Friday. I talked to Phil on Friday. He asked me to fly down to Atlanta on Monday. So I flew down and I met with Phil and Rich on Monday. Tuesday morning, I'm right back in my 18-wheeler delivering corrugated materials around the beautiful city of Chicago. And I open up my email at one of my customers, and it's an email from Phil, and he says, congrats, you got the job. The band is pumped.
Now, when you got this...
And it all happened that fast.
When you got that text, was it before or after picking up the dog shit? You were going to your mom's house to pick up the dog. It was after. Okay.
You always got to take care of mom.
Absolutely.
And I'm still taking care of mom.
And that's another thing, too.
You're never too big of a rock star to take care of mom.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And another thing, too, you were driving a semi-trailer.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you.
I've lived a double life.
Yeah, but is this a double job? Is it like you get on stage and you perform, you sing, and then you got to drive the rig to the next gig? They said, hey, we can get this guy to do two jobs.
They don't abuse me that much.
Okay, good. I'm glad they don't. Because I was thinking, being a money-conscious guy, says, hey, here's a guy who sings like crazy, man. It's unbelievable. And he can drive a semi-trailer. Good, we can get him to do both.
There have been a couple of situations where my services might have been needed. And just to put it out there, I do have a valid CDL.
Okay, good to know.
With all the endorsements, I am legal to transport hazardous materials. Now, there's a scary thought. With a valid medical card. So anyway, just in case I need to pick up a few bucks on the side.
Right, I know what you're saying, brother. I know what you're... I think I'd just stay with this gig with Kansas. I think that's a good choice.
Yeah,
that's a good move.
It is pretty time-consuming, I will say that.
Oh, I bet it is. Because as you mentioned earlier in the interview, you guys are no strangers to rehearsing. And that has to be done, how intricate the music is. I mean, I'm sure you guys gotta rehearse all the time.
We really do. I mean, every venue that we play at, you know, we get there and we sound check, we eat dinner, we do our meet and greet. But when all that is done, we are in the rehearsal room just constantly tweaking things until it's showtime.
And that's going to be awesome.
Constantly going over stuff. You look at it as, the audience is never going to miss that or never going to catch that. But we do.
Yeah.
And it's our own self-imposed,
sometimes the band
standard of quality that we insist on.
And you guys could be your own worst critics, you know.
And you really are. You really are, because, you know, it's like there's times when, I get mad at myself because I messed something up. And it's like, you know, I'll talk to friends that were in the audience or something there. I didn't hear you mess up. I thought you did great. You know, and it is. Yeah. It really is self-imposed.
Which is a good thing. That's not a bad thing. You know, it's, to strive for excellence is what you have to do.
Right.
And especially with this band,
There's no such thing as, there's no such thing as practice makes perfect. Practice makes better.
Yeah, exactly. Once you think you're perfect is when you should reevaluate what you're doing, but I like that. I like that thoughts. Yeah. March 12th, the College Street Music Hall. Tickets are available at collegestreetmusichall.com. You can get through Premier Concerts. Once again, Ronnie, this venue you're going to love. It's a great theater venue. It really is. And it's going to be a whole bunch of fun. The radio station sponsoring the concerts. So it's going to be exciting to come down there and see you guys.
Fantastic. And let me tell you, this is just a stellar show. I mean, 2 hours and 20 minutes of just jam-packed Kansas music. We start with an acoustic set.
Nice.
We go right into a classic set where we play songs from just about all the albums, and then playing Point of No Return in its entirety.
At the end. You open up with the acoustic set.
That is at the end.
Ah, there you go.
The acoustic set. We do the classic set, and then we do Point of No Return in its entirety. And there's no breaks. We're going from our acoustic right to our instruments.
Holy
right to the point segment of the show. So,
man, that's awesome. That is definitely awesome. Well, I'll be talking about it between now and then on my show. And it's just so good to talk to you and to meet you. And I can't wait to see you guys in person on March 12th.
It's going
to
be here before we know it. Time flies when you're having fun.
It sure does.
We have a jam-packed schedle.
Has this tour started?
Time flies.
The Point of No Return, the rescheduled dates, have you started those yet, or is that going to be starting soon?
We have just, I think, two or three classic shows left, and then right into Point of No Return starts the beginning of November.
Wow.
And that's all we're doing until the end of May.
Fantastic.
I'll be fine.
I can tell just by talking to
you. No problem.
I know you can be fine.
Are
you
knocking on the door of 60 here, and I'm singing stuff that Steve was singing when he was 25.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, hey, I remember hanging with Jack Bruce. He and I were friendly, and this was years ago. I used to have him come up to Toad's place a lot, and Jack, who, you know, from Cream, of course, incredible bass player. And I'm
how cool is that?
Oh man, he was an awesome guy. Yeah, you know, I can go to tell stories about. You know, he was a kind of a curmudgeon in a way, and he had a lot of complaints about the industry, but I talked to him about singing, and I said, well, how about your voice? Doesn't it sort of, like, you know, go away? He goes, no, if anything, it's the complete opposite. It's a muscle that I practice every day. So he got a little offended when I said something like that, and I didn't want to piss him off, but he said his voice actually gets better because of exercising the muscles in the throat and diaphragm. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounded good.
You know, I have to agree with that because, you know, we just came off a three-week run, and we knocked out 10 shows in a really intense schedule, and I think it really, my voice got better. You know, it's just like a ball player, spring season, you're still, you know, working it out in spring training. But by mid-season, you're in that mid-season form. And I really think that's the same way for me as a singer.
I agree. And we'll see you March 12th, Saturday night, College Street Music Hall in New Haven.
Can't wait to hear before we know it. Just for everyone, just please visit KansasFan.com and keep up with our shows and the news that we have on our website. And we'll see you March 12th.
Awesome. Ronnie, thank you so much for taking the time out and talking with me. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure, man. My pleasure.
All right, buddy. We'll see you March 12th.
Sounds good. Have a great day now.
You too, pal.